Time now for Slate's summary judgment feature, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of the weekend's new releases. Here's Ari Posner.
This weekend is crowded with new movies, but one that seems destined to leap from the pack and start shouting hallelujah is The Fighting Temptations. Of course, it doesn't hurt to feature two of the most photogenic stars on the planet, Cuba Gooding Jr. and pop sensation Beyoncé Knowles. Gooding plays a disgraced New York ad man who flees to his rural Georgia birthplace to collect an inheritance. The catch? He must revive the local church gospel choir. Enter Beyoncé. Critics pretty much agree the plot is pure hokum, stretching the well-worn let's-put-on-a-show gimmick to the breaking point of cliché. Newsday calls it a messy, sprawling family barbecue of a movie that barely gets by on salesmanship, energy, and more than a little chicanery. USA Today writes it off as Sister Act 3 without the nuns. But many join The Onion's critic in saying the film's saving grace is its effervescent gospel performances. Also out in limited release is Anything Else, the latest from Woody Allen. The film's advanced publicity has stressed the youthful appeal of stars Jason Biggs and Christina Ricci, but we're in classic Woody territory, with the story revolving around Freud and stand-up comedy. Biggs plays a young writer struggling to hang on to crazy sexpot Ricci.
Okay, I slept with Ron Keller. I had to know if I could even get aroused anymore and have an orgasm.
And can you?
Yeah, it's good news, I can!
Critics are divided on this one. Ebert and Roper rave that it's a return to vintage form and an excellent comeback vehicle for Woody Allen. But Salon says Anything Else feels nastier and more pinched than any of the other recent Allen pictures. Perhaps the best news comes in the New York Times parental advisory, which states that Anything Else is rated R. It has many sexual references and a few sex scenes, none of them, thank goodness, featuring the director. Finally, this weekend's potential sleeper hit is the folksy comedy Secondhand Lions. Haley Joel Osment, who is able to see dead people in The Sixth Sense, this time sees old people when he gets dumped for the summer with his crotchety uncles, played by Oscar titans Michael Caine and Robert Duvall.
Uncle Hob, Uncle Garth, it's me, May! And I brought Walter, your nephew!
Relatives, eh?
CNN offers that most valuable of praise, saying it's a movie the whole family can enjoy. Others are less kind. The New York Times calls Secondhand Lions pure hokum, a molasses-drenched coming-of-age movie. So to sum up, this weekend, either give in to the temptation of hokum, or you might try giving Woody Allen another look.
Ari Posner, a writer in Los Angeles.